State lawmakers are considering a bill that would stop local governments from regulating conditions of employment. The measure cleared its first hurdle in the Florida Senate this week over the opposition of cities and employee advocates. The bill was introduced by Sarasota Senator Joe Gruters, chairman of the Florida Republican Party. He says the proposal is squarely aimed at preempting what are called predictive scheduling ordinances, which require employers to give employees advance notice of their schedules.
Florida should empower employers to work collaboratively with their employees on policies that promote flexibility and economic growth, and we should resist government mandates that increase the cost of doing business in our state. This bill addresses these workplace issues by creating a standard for all employers.
But nearly everyone who spoke up during the bill's first committee stop was strongly opposed. Rich Templin with the Florida AFL-CIO Labor Union said the language in the bill is too broad and could easily be clarified if work schedules are its only target.
I don't think that that's going to happen because this is about a lot more than predictive scheduling.
As it's written, he's concerned the legislation would preempt other local efforts like Miami-Dade's wage theft ordinance, which is meant to help employees recoup wages they're owed. Gruters' bill passed on a party-line 3-2 vote with Democrats opposed. It has two more committee stops before it heads to the Senate floor. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.